Part 6. The Interface, a Star Map of Meaning, and the Workbench It Runs On, Sections 8 and 9 of the paper. Chapter 8. The Interface. Data alone is not a product. The question that shaped Lingua Mundi's interface was simple: what should looking at a map of meaning feel like? The author's answer, developed through the first week of September 2026, was that it should feel like looking at a sky and, specifically, like the chart of a fictional treasure planet, a navigable paper map of a universe where each star is one idea, and languages are the telescopes you choose to view it through. From dictionary page to sky, naming the product. The interface went through three identities in 2 weeks, and the names track its evolution. It began as an ordinary dictionary page, called the Observatory on August 31st. It became the Planetarium on September 1st, as the data imports finished and a star field visualization appeared. Then the author looked at the result, pronounced the star's scaffolding, not the product, and on the night of September 6th pivoted to a semantic graph explorer, the same sky, but now the point was the meaning. The nodes are concepts labeled in the languages you enable, the edges are colored by relation family, and search disambiguates senses. The older sky view was preserved but unlinked, the explorer became the default face of Lingua Mundi. The pedagogical metaphor, an instrument, not a dashboard. Every element of the interface maps onto astronomy, as a deliberate teaching design. A star is a concept, one meaning shared across languages, a star's brightness is its lexical richness and connectedness. The language you look through is a telescope, the same sky seen in Spanish, English, or Japanese. Constellations and threads are families of relations, the Isay taxonomy drawn as plotted course lines. Zooming in descends from the wide sky to a single star and its neighborhood, the idea behind two star mapping missions, the older Hipparchos and the far sharper Gaia, more detail the deeper you go. And the rest of the instruments act out the metaphor on screen, exposure dials to deepen the field, a sextant to measure routes, bookmarks on stars, a word compass ringing the focus with languages, and a course log tracing how you arrived here. None of this is decoration. The author's design brief, quoted in the records, says the interface should be a real discovery tool, not a toy, a map of all languages a learner or researcher can genuinely explore, and its sources should behave like a navigable paper map, not a dashboard. In the same spirit, the instrument panels are deliberately styled like the brass instruments of an old observatory, dials, sextants, charted courses, an epoch stamp, an aesthetic chosen to teach by feel rather than by menu labels. What is on screen? The Explorer, verified end-to-end in September 2026, provides several instruments. Search with sense disambiguation, Typingado, in Spanish, returns meaning stars, and each result can show which words in which languages share the meaning. The panel for the domestic cat star displays English cat and the archaic Rimalkin, German Katza, Japanese Nico. Travel, click a star to make it the focus, and the sky recenters on it. The star panel shows the focus star's members per language, its definition, and its neighbors, with pagination for large neighborhoods. The taxonomy lens climbs to a star's parents, what is this a kind of, or descends to its children, what kinds of this exist, along the Isay tree. The instruments are all live and verified. The exposure dial widens the focus star's field in steps, from 90 stars up to 1,000, without losing your place. The sextant measures a bounded path between two stars, drawing a dashed gold course through the sky and logging each leg. Skymarks pin stars, because they are saved on your own machine, your personal mini constellation survives reloads. The word compass rings the focused star with word chips, one per enabled language, clickable to switch the search language. The course log, home bearing, epoch stamp, and reticle keep you oriented, and a small control marked with a star and labeled support opens the donation window we will hear about shortly. Engineering the sky on 2014 hardware. The interface's beauty is subordinate to one hard constraint: it must run smoothly on a machine with a 2014-era processor, 8 GB of memory, and a spinning disk, the same machine that hosts the database. The engineering is the bounded work discipline of the last chapter, applied to pixels. The page renders only on input, idle use costs almost nothing, and nothing animates unless you do something, a deliberate choice under what the studio calls the potato budget. The decorative nebula background is painted once per screen resize and then cached, with subtle camera movement on redraw, instead of being recomputed every frame. Labels are rationed, only about 24 star labels per frame, a label budget that keeps redraws cheap and text legible. Requests are protected, stale response tokens cancel in-flight queries when you move on, double clicks are deferred so no wasted fetch fires, screen resizes are smoothed and delayed, and the drawing resolution is capped, shrinking the memory cost of a resize from about 24 MB to about 11. Accessibility is explicit, the drawing canvas carries roles and accessibility labels, reduced motion support is built in, and the sky can be traveled by keyboard. The demo that ties it together. The project's running demonstration is the word cat, or rather, the concept it belongs to. Search Spanish Gato, travel to the star, and the panel shows the domestic cat meaning with its members across the live languages. The subset actually verified end-to-end in the automatic checks of September 6th and 7th includes English cat, Grimalkin, and the scientific name the word netstores, Felis silvestris catus, German katza, Spanish gato, and Japanese Nico. The Fuller member lists the database stores for this meaning English house cat, Mauser, puss, and tomcat, French chat and chat, German cater, Japanese written in its syllable script, Portuguese gato and bichano, come from the imported WordNet membership rather than from the end-to-end checks. Those wider lists are, honestly, not yet verified end-to-end, anyone can rerun the acceptance query for the complete, current enumeration. One star, six languages, one meaning, the December 2025 intuition, visible on screen. And the English side of this demonstration is exactly what the truncation bug briefly broke, a Spanish-driven search for gato reached the star all along, while an English-driven search for cat only works after the coverage repair. The acceptance script exists precisely to prove, on demand, that cat, gato, and the Japanese for cat share their star. Chapter 9. The workbench, tools, workflow, and the potato. A project history is incomplete without the workbench it was built on. Lingua Mundi's workbench is unusual, and its constraints shaped nearly every engineering decision in this paper. The potato. The machine that hosts the database, the API, the interface, and the development environment is a single consumer laptop, an Asus X751MA, with an Intel Pentium N3540 built on Intel's Bay Trail chip design from 2014, for cores, without the newer processor instructions that speed up machine learning. It has 8 GB of memory, about 7.5 usable, a hard disk spinning at 5400 revolutions per minute, and an internet uplink of roughly 47 kilobytes per second. Those figures were captured live on the machine itself, on September 7, 2026, for this paper. The written record is Messier, and the paper says so. Notes describe the box at different times as an Atom chip or the Pentium, the same Bay Trail generation under two marketing names, an interpretation, while earlier records reference a different, newer machine entirely. We will hear that hardware record conflict treated honestly in the final part. The studio calls the live machine, with affection, the potato, and the potato set rules that appear throughout the records, one heavy operation at a time, memory-guarded wrappers around everything, no perpetual animation, no premature infrastructure, and every heavy job run is a self-alerting, detached script that reports when it is done, rather than being watched. The bake, don't read-arrive pattern, the input-only interface, and the zero-cost research surface are all, at bottom, consequences of the potato, proof that a tight budget can be a design virtue rather than a limitation. The software stack. The running system is compact. Postgres, version 16, is the single data store. FastAPI, a free, open-source Python framework for building request interfaces, serves the API layer. Python tooling manages the database's models and migrations, Python scripts run the importers and manage the materialized views, and a small web interface, written in plain web languages with no external dependencies, is served from the same origin. Around this core, a background service manager keeps the API and the memory and temperature guard alive, a daily backup of the codebase runs to a code hosting service, the notes vault serves as project memory, a browser run invisibly, without a window, performs automatic checks of the interface, and the studio's own helpers launch long jobs in the background and send a notification when each one finishes. The knowledge base, a project memory that can be audited. From August 26, 2026, the author and his agents maintained a structured knowledge base, a folder of linked notes, of the kind the notes program Obsidian keeps, in which every working session is logged, work done, decisions made, next actions, and the file where each fact came from. Each note carries a small header recording its provenance, with a flag marking each claim verified or not. This vault is the reason the paper can cite dates and quotes at all. Two conventions deserve mention as method, every claim is supposed to state its source, and history is never invented, unconfirmed material is kept, but flagged as unverified. Those conventions are this paper's conventions. Zero token research and the local first rule. The author's standing rule is that the local API is the research surface, its endpoints answer questions about the corpus with zero model tokens spent. The same local first instinct governs everything, data, everything self-hosted, nothing dependent on a vendor, money, free tiers and open data only, and privacy secrets never leave the machine, and the knowledge base is private. Guardrails on a fragile machine. Because the potato has no headroom, the studio built guardrails that are themselves part of the engineering story. A memory and temperature guard warns when free memory falls below about 900 megabytes, or the chip runs hotter than 80 degrees Celsius, and it sheds optional background work below about 500 megabytes, or 88 degrees. On top of that sits a system-level safety net that ends runaway processes before the whole machine freezes. It acts when free memory collapses below 8%, checking every 5 seconds. The operating rules are meant to keep those guardrails from ever having to act, one heavy operation at a time, memory-guarded wrappers, and self-alerting detached jobs for everything long-running. Long repairs are written to be idempotent, create if missing, skip if it exists, so any interruption, a reboot, a power loss, a guard trip, costs nothing but time. The same discipline treats concurrency itself as a resource to be budgeted, like memory or disk. Governance, licenses, attribution, and the free forever decision. Every dataset entered with its license recorded, in a license inventory in the repository and in the live databases source table, WordNet permissive, the open multilingual WordNet mostly share alike reuse with credit, share alike or credit only, Wiktionary and its machine readable copy. Share alike, with legacy terms from earlier years, Wikidata in the public domain, the word form and grammar annotated data share alike, the Japanese dictionary family permissive with attribution, translated sentence collections per dataset. And the project reciprocates, its own outputs are planned to be free as well. The funding model evolved publicly across 9 days in late August and early September 2026, and the record shows each step. On August 29th, the plan was to sell an offline dictionary app for the core languages, called Texapen, at $29, or $9 a month. A store listing appeared by September 1st. And by September 7th came the decision to make Lingua Mundi itself free forever, funded by voluntary donations. The payment product is literally named, Lingua Mundi, keep it free forever. The suggested one-time gifts are 5, 15, or 50 euros, the monthly gifts 3, 9, or 25 euros. The honest annual goal is 2,400 euros, enough for infrastructure and the data work of the next language. The donation account was deliberately set up dormant, donations stay disabled until the author completes the payment provider's identity verification so that free forever is, in the author's framing, a verifiable claim, not a slogan. Public-facing text follows the studio voice rule and the honest copy rule, no hype, no overclaim, the same discipline that governs the database in this paper. That closes part 6. Part 7, the final part of the reading, is where the project stands, what is honestly not known, and the road ahead.